It's Monday, it's 12 o'clock, it's KZSU Stanford, and it's time once again for another edition of the Lunch Special. Welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special here on KZSU. A little Bobby Bland for your listening pleasure from an old 45 brought in by my guest today, returning contestant on this Lunch Special contest. It's not a contest.
Yeah, assist, what do I win exactly?
Well, we're going to let you know at the end of the show. And that, Mr. Thayer, Assistant Director of Public Management Program in the Graduate School of Business, Mr. Alan Thayer. Welcome back to KZSU, Alan.
Thanks, Bert. It's a great pleasure to be back, and I had a lot of fun last time. So,
Since you've been on, you copped a show here. People can hear you every Wednesday from noon to one in the same time slot with a show you're calling Soul Spectrum. And I imagine that you're probably playing a lot of soul music on that show, huh?
Yeah, I use the broader definition of soul music. So, it doesn't have to be from the 1960s or 70s in the U.S. It can be from all around the world and even up to the present day, so long as it has, my definition of soul. Everyone's definition of soul might be a little different, but...
What is your definition of soul?
I guess it's got to have that sort of that R&B influence. I think it's got to have the rhythm. I think for me, that's really what differentiates soul, and I'll throw in there funk and disco and all these other things that are basically, the children of soul music, what Sam Cooke and Otis started and people are continuing on to do today. So it's got to have the rhythm and it's got to have the emotional energy in terms of the lyrics.
So Sharon Jones would fit in there.
Oh, I mean, that goes without saying, yeah.
And since she just passed over the weekend, what about Amy Winehouse? Did she fit in there?
Definitely. I mean, I think, it's easy to not like Amy because of her offstage antics, but man, that last album, the last real album she did, that's a great album. I don't think there's any getting around that. She kind of kickstarted it, re-kickstarted it, for better or worse, the soul boom that we're experiencing right now. I think that she's,
Sharon Jones didn't beat her?
she was doing it first, but she wasn't getting as much credit. She wasn't getting as much attention. And again, for better or worse, I mean, you know, Amy, you know, got the, you know, the celebrity and the tabloids to follow her, and that I think raised the profile of the music she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But what ended up happening is when Amy Winehouse came to the States to tour, she used the Dap Kings, Sharon Jones's group.
I think we talked about this before. You were the one that told me about that. Of course, she had to go to the real soul band to get it done.
If you want to do that sound live, you actually have to have real musicians. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. And I do want to mention, too, because we only got to it briefly in the last show that you were on. You write for the online magazine, music magazine, Wax Poetics.
Well, it's actually mainly not an online magazine.
Oh, really?
And it's, not like most magazines where you can pretty much find anything that you can find in the print copy online. Wax Poetics maintains the policy of having almost all of its original content in the magazine only.
Oh.
They will do some online features, and I've done a few in the past, and sort of, you know, things that complement the online stories, but they don't put all of their content online. So you actually are forced to pick up the magazine at, I was going to say Borders, but Borders is closing its doors. Barnes & Noble carries it, and then lots of smaller shops, of course. But if you only have access to the big chain stores, Barnes & Noble carries it.
Very cool. Wax Poetics, Alan Thayer, the guest today. What do we? That was Bobby Bland with a very rare Duke track from a 45, Shoes. And I'll have to say, I never heard that before. It's actually the flip side to A Touch of the Blues. What do we got coming up next?
So we have this is actually another B-side from Mongo Santa Maria, the B-side to his cover of Edwin Starr's 25 Miles. This is a kind of a cool Latin soul instrumental called El Tres.
Thank you.
true now. Be true. The boy, he really loves you.
Really, really loves you.
But don't do him wrong, or he'll pick up his shoes and walk and say it's all your fault. Don't miss that boat, or you might be left behind. If you got a good man and you blow his mind, baby, I'm gonna leave you with this line, and that line is
you suck, you sleep, you're wicked, wicked, wicked.
The sly, he's got a fly, fly, fly alibi for the necessary tears that a woman like you might cry. The slick, he thinks he's so, so quick, and he'll try to pull the wool on over your eyes. But remember, there's one more, and he's the wicked. He's gonna gain your confidence, baby, and he'll leave you behind. Yeah, remember
the slap, the slick, the wicked, wicked, wicked,
the wicked, baby. No, no,
the slap, the slick, the wicked, wicked, wicked. I want you to remember the slap, the slick, and the wicked woman.
Will pass, but you believe the things that
some classic soul music for your Monday afternoon listening pleasure here. My guest today, Alan Thayer. He works at the Graduate School of Business, but his real passion is that good old soul music, which you can hear every Wednesday. Not this Wednesday, you're going to have a sub, right? Every Wednesday with Soul Spectrum right here on KZSU from noon to 1. And this is the kind of stuff you play on your show.
This is just, yeah, one kind of style that I play. I've been really into these soul ballads lately, inspired by an article I'm working on. Actually just turned in, so hopefully it'll be out in Wax Poetics in the fall, about lowrider oldies. So basically the kind of music that the original OG Chicano lowriders prefer to be listening to in their rides as they drive very slow down the street.
And who was in that set? Just go ahead and run
Let's
that down.
See. The last one we did was Ralphie Pagan doing a cover of the old Bread Chestnut, Make It With You. And then before that, we had The Lost Generation doing the Sly, Slick, and the Wicked. And then before that, we had a Brazilian tune by Hilden called Rio de Janeiro. And then we did Mongo Santa Maria, El Trace. And we started off with that Bobby Blue Bland track. That's a little harder to say than you expect. Shoes was the track.
Yeah. You mentioned you went to a party over the weekend, and it had to do with this whole lowrider scene and all that stuff. You even brought a CD from there. Talk about that a little
bit.
Yeah.
So how I started off researching this article, you know, if you can't tell by my voice, I'm not Chicano. So I've had to learn, you know, from the ground up about what that culture is. I mean, these are, you know, Mexican Americans that have been living in California longer than most of us white folks have been living in California. And so they have a long tradition of music, of culture, these lowriders, the kind of clothes they wear, and the politics that go along with it, going back to Cesar Chavez and other big figures. So they had an event last October, the Soleros Ball. That was the fourth one. That's how I got my intro. And so I've been working on this article, you know, basically nonstop since last October. And then this past Saturday was the fifth Soleros Ball. And what was really cool about it for me is that they had a contemporary soul group out of the Bay Area, one part East Bay, one part San Francisco, called Myron and E. And so they actually headlined the show. You know, my contemporaries, actually friends of mine, playing in this old style for a whole bunch of Chicanos. It was a trip.
Wow. So it's still the saga continues then. It's not, we're not talking about ancient history here.
No, this is history in the making. I mean, you know, there a lot of these old artists that continue to tour have the Chicano audience to thank in terms of actually showing up at these shows. We're talking Joe Bataan, we're talking Gene Chandler, we're talking Barbara Mason, we're talking who else? I mean, a lot of these sort of guys who had big followings back in the day in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
They're still making it because this audience still shows up.
Alan Thayer is the guest today. Wax Poetics is the magazine he writes for, and Soul Spectrum is his radio show. Boy, you're building a little empire here, Alan.
Soul Spectrum. when I'm not working my day job.
There you go. Soul Spectrum, the radio show, right here on KZSU from noon to 1 every Wednesday. He won't be on this Wednesday, but you can count on every other Wednesday for the rest of the summer. What do we got up next?
We got, actually, this is one more in that lowrider oldies tradition. This is called Talk to Me by Sonny and the Sunliners.
Talk to me. I love the things you say. Talk to me. Talk to me. In your own sweet gentle way. Let me hear. Tell me, dear. Tell me. To love.
Yeah. Ooh, sorry. Thank you. taught from childhood that he must never fail. He's fed false values and unnecessary wiles. Every stranger is your enemy. Never smile.
Music's been so awesome today that we had to just let it play, man. Not too much talking, a whole lot of music. And Alan Thayer has been the guest. We're winding up this hour. That was a crank that set back because who would? That was some powerful stuff, Alan.
All right. So the last song was by Toro y Moi. It was called Still Sound. And so just if you thought I'm stuck in, you know, in ancient history, it's not entirely true. This is actually from 2011.
Really?
And yeah, and so it's a guy, he's got a real name. It's not Toro y Moi, but he's like a 20-something year old out of South Carolina.
Wow.
And I love his stuff. And it's one of the few guys who I like, whatever he's got coming out, I'm going to buy it. Without even listening to it, I'll buy it, figure it out later.
Killer.
But, so that we listened to that one, and then before that we had everyone's favorite Robert Palmer of Addicted to Love fame and other stuff. I love his early records, and this is on a earlier one called Every Kind of People on Island Records. And before that we had Odyssey doing Our Lives Are Shaped by What We Know on this great compilation out on Light in the Attic Records that pulls together a lot of rare tracks from the Mo West catalog. So that was a little subsidiary of Motown when they moved out to Southern California back in the early 70s and put out some records under the Mo West label. And then we had Azteca from the East Bay, Pete and Coque Escovedo doing their thing with their super group, and that was Night at Nazca. And then before that, we had the Mad Lads doing I Forgot to Be Your Lover. And we started off the set with Sonny and the Sunliners, Talk to Me, originally done by
Little Willie John.
And that's where I still have so much more to learn about music, because I knew it wasn't the original, but I can't say I've ever heard the original.
We got it at the station, man. Play it on your show.
Maybe I'll do that. I'll do all the covers of what was that? Talk to Me.
There you go. We got time to squeeze in a couple more. What do you got for the folks right now?
The next one up is by the group called Mandrill, and it's a song called Too Late.
Come to the end of another hour, and this has been an amazing hour. Now you can hear this not the same songs, but a lot of this same spirit every Wednesday, except for this Wednesday, with my guest today, Alan Thayer, right here on KZSU for the Soul Spectrum from noon to one. And Alan, Let's talk a little bit more about Wax Poetics. You said now, do they come out every month or about
every 2 months?
Every 2 months,
so 6 times a year. Yeah.
So,
and it's always got a mix of old and new music. I mean, I think it trends towards the older artists, sort of, you know, getting into those deep stories. But we mix in some new stuff. So like that Toro y Moi guy, I think is probably going to end up in the pages pretty soon. Not by me, but by some other writers.
Very cool. And we want you to come back here, even though you got a show now. So we'll try to book that as soon as we get off the air here. I know you got to do a shout out.
Doing a shout out. I forgot last time. So this goes out to my lovely wife Jamie and my 8-month-old son Phoenix, and mom, who is Phoenix's nanny. So watching after the little kid. Much love to the fam.
Right on. And you can catch this show on radioforall.net. Radio, the number 4all.net. It'll be archived there. And in the meantime, Alan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bird.
And let's do this again real soon, okay?
Will do.
Love.